Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
If you guys are having a problem in your dating or relationship, or you're dealing with somebody maybe that's narcissistic, you don't know if they're a narcissist, or you're just having problems, you're in a toxic relationship and you need some clarity on it, go to the link in the podcast description for my website where I offer email and phone coaching. If you have a quick question, just a quick question, and you want to get a video sent back to you answering your question, there's also a link there for Vizio where I will send you a personalized video answering your question. Hi, you guys, it's Yaz, and I wanted to do this podcast about how narcissists, everything with a narcissist is a lie, okay? And you don't realize this till you're out of the relationship, and later on, when you reflect back on your relationship with that narcissist, you say to yourself, everything I lived with this person was a complete and utter lie. And why is that? Because the narcissist misled you, okay? The narcissist is a trickster. They trick people into getting what they want. Narcissists are users for supply. They're all about benefits, okay? Narcissists just want benefits, whatever it could be. That's why I always say you got to pinpoint what that narcissist was after that was with you. Were they after sex? Were they after money? Were they after a place to live? Or did they just keep you around and breadcrumbed you because they liked the attention they got from you, okay? But you're going to realize after dealing with narcissists that everything about them is a lie, okay? That you're not dealing with a transparent person that was being genuine and authentic with you, okay? And it's hard to distinguish when you're in the relationship because they are so convincing, they are such good actors and actresses, you really think that you have somebody genuine. And the crime of all of this is you go into this with an open heart, you know, trying to have faith and trust in this person, and you think that you could trust this person, and you got fooled. You got fooled by the narcissist, okay? So we're going to talk about, why did the narcissist be able to do what they could do to you, all right? One of the things you have to realize when you look back on your prior relationships with a narcissist is, you know, a lot of people get mad and they say, I can't believe I put up with that. I'm more angry at myself for letting somebody get over on me and treat me this way. And this is why I say, you've got to look into yourself as well, okay? In order to be healthy and to grow, you've got to, you know, look at yourself and say to yourself, what was I missing that would make me put up with that narcissist? Why would I let somebody disrespect me like that? For example, why would I let somebody ghost me, which is flat out disrespect, and then still allow them to be in my life, okay? Maybe you were going through a vulnerable time. Maybe you were divorced. Maybe you're a single parent. Maybe you lost somebody. Or maybe you were just flat out lonely, okay? Maybe you're somebody who came from a narcissistic home and you thought this was normal behavior for people to treat you like that. So you didn't think it was any big deal. Maybe you grew up in a home where, you know, with your parents, one parent kept putting down the other parent. So you figured, okay, everybody has problems. You know, everybody gets mad. It's okay to curse at somebody else. In some cases, it's okay if people get physical. See, when you come from that kind of mindset, you know, a lot of times you'll attract a narcissist and you'll put up with a narcissist because you saw in your childhood, you know, your parents go through that, or you saw other people in your childhood go through that. And you just think that's normal relationships of people having differences or people having arguments. No, what it is it's toxic. And, you know, you end up in a relationship with somebody like that, and it ends up, you know, getting progressively worse and worse. But, you know, one of the things you got to realize is you went into the relationship with a different mindset than the narcissist did. The narcissist is not built like you. The narcissist was not looking for what you were looking for, even though they told you that, even though they were convincing. One of the things you got to keep in mind is you're dealing with a great actor and actress that deserves an Academy Award. You're dealing with a con artist. Basically, narcissists are just con artists, all right? They tell you one thing and it's not their true intentions. So how would you know whether somebody has true intentions or they're just manipulating you for something? The only way to do that, you guys, is in time, because in time, the narcissist mask falls off. Somebody's basic character always comes out in the end, always. That's why I had somebody, you know, she said, oh, this guy was love bombing her for 2 years. She didn't see it. I said, there had to be red flags. Nobody can love bomb for 2 years without showing a red flag, okay? So the thing is, when you go into the relationship, you know, you're thinking this person is there for love. You're thinking this person cares about you. You're thinking this person contacts you because they really like you. And you forget about the other things, that that person could be there for other reasons. All right. And it's so, you know, baffling to you because you don't think like that. Your mind is different than the narcissist's mind. Understand that. They're not built like you. They are cold. They are indifferent. You know, they look at you as an object. They don't look at you as a human being with feelings. They don't care that you have feelings. They're not even thinking about your feelings. They're thinking about their own selfish needs, okay? So when you go back and you look on the relationship that you have, and I've looked back on the relationships that I've had with narcissists, and I realize that they were all basically a lie. And the one thread that tells me that everything was a lie was that they misled you. They misled you, okay? They were telling you things, you know, that they were there and they wanted something with you, when in fact, they did not want anything from you, okay? Maybe they used you for something. And they used you for a place to live. They used you for sex. Maybe they thought they could get money out of you. You know, you see these things later on. The only way you're going to really see it is when you step back from it and you distance yourself from it and you think back on it and you say, oh, yeah, I remember they kept bringing up money. Oh, yeah, they kept talking about sex. I think they were a sex addict, okay? And I always tell people, if you want to know what's on the narcissist's mind, just listen, because they will, you know, expose themselves when they talk. That's going to tell you what's on their mind. If they always bring up money, money is on the mind. If they always bring up sex, sex is on the mind. All right. But this podcast I wanted to do because I wanted to talk about how everything was a lie, okay? And the thing is, you guys, it's really hard later on because you are so angry at yourself for putting up with that and not seeing it. But how would you have known? There was no way of really knowing something like this unless you actually went through it and you lived it. It's like I could sit here and I can explain to my daughter who's young, you know, watch out for this, watch out for that. And she'd say, yeah, Ma, right? But until you've gone through it, you really don't understand it. Because when you're young, you know, older people try to warn you of things in life. And half the time, young people aren't even listening. They're like, yeah, whatever. Or they think they know better. Okay. It's not till later on they sit, look back and they say, boy, I wish I would have listened to my parents, or I wish I would have listened to this one. Would have saved me a lot of aggravation. It's like a good friend of mine I used to work with in the city when I worked in New York City in corporate America. You know, an older lady that I worked with, she said to me, she said, if you have one doubt before you marry somebody, don't marry the person, okay? And she told me that before I got married, and I ended up getting married, and the person I married, I had a ton of doubts, but I ignored those doubts because, you know, I was going with it and I figured, okay, everybody has problems. This is the biggest thing. Everybody always says, oh, you know, nobody's perfect. Everybody has problems. Oh, let me give them the benefit of the doubt. But what you don't realize is that those little problems will be, that's 1/10 of what you'll see later on. Okay. It doesn't get better. It gets worse when you're dealing with a toxic person because they're only showing you 1/10 of the toxicity of who they really are later on, okay? So the thing is, when you think of a narcissist, you got to shift your mind and say to yourself, this person does not think like me. Understand that. They do not. You're not dealing with somebody. We are not all the same. We are built differently. Our makeup is built differently. Some people are more empathetic than others. Some people are humanitarians and care for causes, you know, for animals or helping people of domestic abuse or helping children. And some people could care less. Okay. So I want you to go back and think about your relationship and think about, did this person really care about you? 9 times out of 10, the only time they cared is because they wanted something out of you, not because they cared about you. Because if they cared about you, they wouldn't have wanted to see you hurt, okay? And they wouldn't have been so wicked and vicious about it. See, you got to understand something. A narcissist is basically a damaged person. You're dealing with a damaged person. So how can you expect this person to love you and treat you fairly? They can't. They flat out can't, all right? It's not in their makeup. They don't trust people. They don't trust the world. And they're certainly not going to trust you, all right? And the way that they get what they get is by being a liar. So the first thing that should come into your mind when you think about a narcissist is you're dealing with a liar, okay? Now, one of the things you got to remember is liars sometimes mix in truths with lies, and this is how they're able to fool people. They'll put in other words, two truths and a lie when they're telling a story, and you know for sure that certain things are true, so you assume that everything they're saying is a truth when really it's not. It's all part of the manipulation. Go back and listen to my podcast on, you know, the patterns of the narcissist, how they manipulate. They are a manipulator, they are a con artist, and they are a user, okay, for some benefit. And once you're able to pinpoint what you think that narcissist was after, it will become so much more clearer to you. When you think back and say, oh, you know, they only contacted me when they wanted sex, and then they would have sex and they would leave. They wouldn't even spend the night. Then you know that person was using you for sex. if they contacted you and then they wanted to go out with you and they always expected you to spend money, or they always brought up business ideas, or they were asking you about your business because you're prosperous, then you know this person's with you because they feel you're a successful person and maybe they're looking for a come up out of you, okay? So you got to listen to the conversation that the narcissist made. And the thing is, I always tell people, you'll see how the narcissist really feels about you at the end of the relationship when they don't care and they don't need you. That's when the truth will come out, because then they don't care and their mouth is going to just, you know, babble away at what they really despise out of you. Now they're going to show their hand. They always show their hand at the end of the relationship, because it's eating away at them, because they've had to hold back lying during the whole relationship how they really and truly felt about you. See, the narcissist disdains you because they feel you're a sucker. You're a sucker because you don't see through their game. So that automatically makes them think that you're stupid, you're a fool, you don't see that I'm lying to you. And what does that mean? They have no respect for you. And towards the end of the relationship, when things get wicked, maybe you finally see them for what they are, or you expose them. Now the narcissist just blurts out every disgusting, wicked thing about you because they've been holding it inside, okay? Like, I dealt with somebody like that, and at the end, he went off on me. And the funny thing is, I said to him, really? This is how you really think about me? Well, what the fuck were you doing with me anyway if that's how you really thought about me? Then you are an actor. Then you are a con artist, okay? And then he didn't know what to say and he ran, okay? Because, you know, like I said, at the end is how they really feel about you. But what you'll find out when you're dealing with a narcissist is that basically they are nothing but a liar, and they use charm, they use charisma, they use flattery. This is what covert narcissists do all the time to get what they want. But what you need to do is stop believing everything you hear, okay? Stop believing everything you hear. Make people earn you. They've got to earn you. They've got to prove to you that their words mean something. They're not just words. They have to show you that they're serious. See, a narcissist is not serious. They're a joke. They're a clown. They play games. And you've got to rise above that and show that narcissist you're nobody to be played with, okay? And you don't become that person till you've gone through a lot of bullshit. When you've gone through, like, a lot of people say to me, oh, you seem like a no-nonsense type of person. Ooh, I wouldn't want to deal with you. That's right. I am a no-nonsense person because I've dealt with a lot of bullshit. And I'll tell you one thing, I would never, ever put up with 1 ounce of bullshit in my future. The minute that I see one sign of shadiness, one sign, I'm out, okay? Because that's just 1/10 of the toxic bullshit that's going to come down the road. So if I see somebody ever ghost me or lie to me, they're gone, all right? If somebody lies to me, now I know I got to step back and I got to, you know, not get too close to this person. I got to watch this person and realize I'm dealing with a liar, okay? If I'm dealing with somebody who's not making me a priority, then I don't make them a priority and I know not to get serious with them, okay? So basically, you know, if somebody doesn't respect you, you don't need to have this person in your life, and you certainly don't have to respect them. And this is what a narcissist doesn't realize. They think they could just shit on people and treat people like shit, but what they don't realize is when they're dealing with a certain type of person, they're not going to put up with that. They're not going to put up with you, all right? This is what I try to instill in my kids. I say, you know, you want people to respect you, you've got to respect them. But if somebody is not respecting you, then you don't deal with them, all right? Then you're dealing with somebody who has no respect for you. And you guys got to keep in mind too, nobody could love you unless they respect you. Respect and love go hand in hand. So a narcissist doesn't respect people and they don't respect their partner because they're playing mind games with them. They lie. Some of them cheat. You know, they're not transparent. And when somebody does all that, guess what? They're not respecting you. So they're not respecting you. They're not valuing you. And that's not somebody that you want to be with or could be, have a happy relationship. That's somebody that you're going to go back and forth arguing with, that's going to constantly deny shit. And you're going to wear yourself down to the ground sitting there back and forth yelling. Or you're going to go into silent treatments every couple days. They're going to give you the silent treatment. Forget it, man. Forget it. You don't need that crap in your life. Don't waste. You get one life, you guys. You get one life. Don't waste it with a toxic person with games. And you're going to find when you're dealing with a narcissist, it's all about mind games. So the minute that you see somebody can't answer a question directly, the minute that somebody gaslights you, the minute that somebody puts you down because you're trying to hold them accountable or they're questioning your mental state, is the minute that you know you're dealing with a toxic person that will, you know, will try to put you down to take the heat off them and deflect. And this person's going to cause you a lot of pain, a lot of aggravation. And this is why education is key. You've got to educate yourself as to what is gaslighting. What are terms that are gaslighting? Once you know it, you guys, you're going to be able to spot it. And you're going to say, I'm dealing with a gaslighter. Okay, I'm dealing with a bullshitter. Now I don't deal with this person, or I don't take them seriously. Once you know you're dealing with a bullshitting narcissist, somebody who's full of shit, somebody who's a con, somebody who's a liar, now you know you don't take them seriously. You don't care what they say about you, because anything they say doesn't mean shit. You're dealing with a fake. Okay, you're dealing with a $9 bill. You're dealing with a fake. So anything that comes out of their mouth doesn't mean shit. And you just got to distance yourself from these kind of these clowns. They're a joke. These people are a joke, and they waste your life, waste your time. And remember that the whole point of this podcast is for you to wake up and realize that you were dealing with a clown. You were dealing with somebody playing mind games with you, that it was a lie. And that the biggest realization is to realize that these people are not built like you. They don't have morals and values. They're amoral. They'll do whatever they want, you know, to get whatever benefit, which is, you know, usually money or sex or a place to live or just have their ego flattered. And, you know, unfortunately, you had to go through it. You didn't know at the time. Forgive yourself. Don't look back. You got to look forward. And you just got to say to yourself, okay, I got fooled in the past. But guess what? That shit'll never happen again. Because the minute that I see any kind of shadiness, I'm out, or I'm distancing myself. I won't get too close to this person. Now I know I'm dealing with a toxic person and most likely a narcissist, okay? Understand, you're dealing with a damaged person who's emotionally unavailable. They can never open up completely and be transparent because they're afraid of getting hurt. But you know what? That's their fucking problem. That's not your problem. They're watching out for themselves. Now you got to watch out for yourself. And you got to make sure that you don't let anybody disrespect you or try to get over on you. If somebody doesn't show you respect, you cut them out of your life, all right? It's like my father said, you keep people in your life that add to your life, not take away from your life. And narcissists take away from your life because they're playing mind games with you. They're playing mind games with you because they're not an open, honest person. They are a liar. So narcissist equals liar. Liar equals confusion. Confusion equals anxiety and depression, all right, and unhappiness, and equals toxic as well. So get rid of them, all right? Recognize when somebody's lying to you, and go listen to my podcast. I did a podcast a while back, you guys. It's a good podcast. I love this podcast because it's really, when you recognize a liar, man, you won't even go through half the bullshit that you go through because you'll be able to spot a liar right away. And one other thing that I want to bring up, you guys, a lot of times we put up with lying people or people that deceive us because we're afraid to be alone, or we're afraid, you know, or we think that, you know, there's nobody good out there. There is better out there. And you know what? It's better to be alone than to be with somebody who's going to make you feel like crap about yourself. And that's what a narcissist does. They take away your self-esteem and they make you feel like crap about yourself, all right? At least you live in peace. There's something to be said for living in peace. So recognize these liars. And the minute that you got to sit there and you feel a little confused about something like, oh, well, they said, you know, this, but I don't know, you know, if you don't know, you don't know. You just told me you don't know. You're dealing with a shady person, okay? The minute that you sit there and you got to question it, the minute that you got to Google something is the minute that you know you're dealing with a shady person. Recognize that, all right? And I'm going to leave this off. I just wanted to do a quick podcast this morning. I'm trying to, you know, talk low before everybody wakes up over here. All right, you guys, I hope you have a great day. And remember, there is light after the narcissist. That's just one part of the journey in your life that you're going to go through. And, you know, sometimes out of something bad, something good comes out of it. And that comes your wisdom. All right, your wisdom. And you'd be surprised because I got to do another podcast about how to become self-confident. When you go through a lot of things in your life, the pain that you go through becomes your strength. And I'm living proof of this because I don't even podcast on what I've went through, really, you guys. But like at this point in my life, and I'm not being narcissistic by saying it, it's a fact. I am like a powerhouse at this point in dealing with people because of all that I've been through. And I was a powerhouse when I went to court recently. And I'm kind of proud of myself, all right, for what I did and how I represented myself and how I handled it and how I filed all the court papers and everything like that. And also dealing with other people. And this is what you become after dealing in pain. You become a stronger person, and you will become a stronger person in time with education and in believing in yourself and trusting your gut. Okay? So I'll leave you off on that note and hope you guys have a great day. Don't forget to subscribe, you guys, and share the podcast. Hi, you guys, it's Yaz, and I want to tell you about my two books on Amazon. The first book is Regain Your Power. It's all about power and relationship. Who has the power in the relationship? And it goes into all of that, okay? The other book is Signs He's Not Into You, He's Wasting Your Time, okay? Check it out. It gives you a lot of good clues as to whether you're with somebody who's a real one or somebody who's just going to waste your time. You could read them both with Kindle's free trial membership. So check it out. Link is in the podcast description. Hi, you guys. I just want to let you know that The Game Exposed now has their merchandise available. Check out the link in the bio. And you could go check it out. There's cool hoodies, cool sweatpants, cool hats. So go to the bio for the link. And also, don't forget to follow me on Facebook at The Game EXP 123 and also on Instagram, The Game EXP 123. Okay? And have a great day.